game. So I think this is the future game of the week. Oh, I gotta say, you're gonna see a dandy of a ball game over there. I will say this though, Ugly goes as far as Matt Mychek goes. I don't think Derek Brown's healthy. I don't even think he will be a big contributor. I think he's gonna be on a part-time basis, and to me, that takes all of the flair out of the Ugly Bearcats. I like Cass City to win on the road in a close one, but I think Cass City is more healthy, and I think with all them running backs, if it's gonna be a ground and pound game, Cass City wins that one.
Moving on quickly for the last three, Lakers is in. Sandusky.
No competition. I don't even know if Sandusky's going to have enough guys to make the field. Lakers should roll through this one.
Yeah, Lakers was absolutely dominant against KPAC, and I think, you know, you can only fly under the radar for so long. Lakers is going to open some eyes.
Lancer at Brown City.
Not much to talk about here.
I think this will be a bounce-back game for Vassar before we try to write them off.
I agree. We got to give them the benefit of the doubt for one more week.
And USA at Marlette.
USA is too talented. They underperformed last week. I think Philly gets going again, and they run over Marlette.
I agree with Dave. You know, starting with probably a tough task, but things get a little bit easier in the East, and Marlette is just what the doctor ordered, I think, for USA.
We are 23.5 minutes away from kicking off in Bad Axe, Michigan, in week number 2 of the MHSA regular season. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormar grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Than ever before. Tune in to Sports Radio 1021, download the Chris 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Carl Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Caleb Neal are the broadcast tonight. The Catholics of Saginaw have a very rich football history. It starts with their coach, Mike Boyd, who has been at the helm for St. Novell for 17 years now. Over the 17 years, Boyd has accrued a record of 148-39, or a 791 batting average. In that span, the Panthers have won the state championship in 2006, 2007, and 2011, state runner-up in 2003, and regional champs 6 times. And not to mention, they have gone 10-2 against the Raiders in conference all time.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good record against us. 2005, lost to Leafs in the regional 26-19. And in 2010, if you remember, just a few years ago, they lost to Ugly in the district 34-21. And nearly half of Saginaw Novell's 333 all-time wins have come in the last 17 years. That's 43%.
Having said all that, Novell is not nearly the powerhouse they once were. They lost last week to the Lothrop 8-33 and didn't score until late in the fourth quarter. in the last three seasons. They have had 9 losses collectively and missed the playoffs in 2014. However, last season they recovered well with a lot of senior talent and put together a 9-2 record.
Last year started out by losing to New Orleans, but also 38-21 and won the rest of the regular season. Again, you started to mention, lost a lot of talent. A senior quarterback in Mitch Morley was also point guard on the back.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more handguns than ever before. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Squat 1.495 and in a 30-yard dash, you have the 4.88. Talking about an athletic lineman, unbelievable. And don't forget Christian Mendick. He was 5'9", 148-pound senior. He had 13 carries for 35 yards against the Lothrop. One of the few bright spots on offense.
On the center, the Nobel Panthers have seen two different quarterbacks, junior Jacob Lugie and senior Tate Hosbeck, combined for a total of 5 for 12 passing against the Lothrop last week with one interception.
Obviously, the Lothrop, a tough opponent. Jacob Lugie, 3 for 9 for 76 yards, and Tate Hosbeck, 2 for 3, 37 yards passing, but that one incompletion was an interception.
Kickoff is in 15 minutes on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football, Sports Radio 102.1.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
the forensic analyst searched for the clue that would lead her to the arsonist. Traces of starch all around the wreckage of the house. Suddenly, all the pieces came together. The fire was starting.